In Defense of Cedric Diggory. Written by Lullaby Nell. Read by Opal Song. Part 22 of As Green as a Fresh Pickled Toad series. Summary. Yes, I do not like that decision. Honestly, I think it's a genuinely bad decision. Firstly, it doesn't make any sense. Secondly, I think it undermines the message of Cedric Diggory's murder, and ultimately, the books as a whole. Author's notes. Okay, just a few things to keep in mind while listening to this. A. I have not read The Cursed Child, and don't really have any plans to read it anytime soon. Maybe it has its charms, but if this is part of the content, then I'm sorry, but I personally am not interested. B. I don't really view The Cursed Child as canon, and personally ignore a lot of Pottermore content. The only canon I am interested in is the original HP book series. C. I really do appreciate J.K. Rowling for writing the HP book series, but she is not infallible and neither are the books. They have problems. They are good and enjoyable and I love them, but they have problems. Check out this neat post I saw today for bringing up a few good ones. Link in the text. D. This is not organized. This is me rambling angrily in circles again. E. This post talks a lot of Cedric Diggory's murder and why it's important and meaningful. If you are not comfortable with discussion and analysis of Cedric's death at the hands of Voldemort, then maybe take a step back. F. Oh yeah! Cursed Child spoilers! Anon asked. You. Cedric being a Death Eater is a canon alt timeline possibility. Me. I recognize JK has made a decision, but given that it's a stupid-ass decision, I've elected to ignore it. You know, for a second there, I thought the you was actually referring to me, myself, and I have never been so offended in my life. How very dare you? Then I realized that I couldn't possibly have posted anything that suggested I agreed with that statement, and had, in fact, posted several things in defense of Cedric Diggory and disagreeing with the decision to make that an alternate timeline possibility. Yes, I do not like that decision. Honestly, I think it's a genuinely bad decision. Firstly, it doesn't make any sense. Secondly, I think it undermines the message of Cedric Diggory's murder and ultimately the books as a whole. Okay, holy fuck! I just went to check The Cursed Child's plot. I haven't read it. I've only really skimmed summaries. And I now have an even bigger bone to pick with it. I was under the impression that, spoiler, Albus, Scorpius, and Delphi's changes to the timeline occurred way earlier than the Triwizard Tournament. But apparently they only went back to make sure Cedric lost the Triwizard Tournament in an embarrassing fashion. What the fuck? Beware the dumbest possible spoilers for The Cursed Child below. Holy shit! Also, I had to put in a cut because this rant got longer than I thought it would. To his horror, Scorpius learns that Cedric's humiliation in the Triwizard Tournament led him to joining the Death Eaters and killing Neville Longbottom. With Neville dead, Nagini survived the Battle of Hogwarts, leading to Voldemort's triumph and the deaths of Harry and his allies. From the plot section of The Cursed Child Wikipedia page. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life! And this is keeping in mind that yesterday my mother told me that she had an argument with a customer service person for an airline who told her that she couldn't buy a child's ticket for my brother for a vacation in March because he was turning a certain age, at which he would no longer be able to get a child's ticket in June. Okay, the above is hyperbole. Not the thing with my mom. That's real. But still! Why did no one tell me The Cursed Child was like this? I'm going to go write an entire new chapter of Across the Path out of pure spite. Oh my god! Deep breath. buddy, pal, friendo of mine. What the actual fuck is this? Deeper breath. Okay, how do I even begin to unpack this? Because throwing my computer out a fucking window is not an option. I'm going to go with the 2 points I made above before I learn the depth of this fuckery. Firstly, it doesn't make any sense. How the ever-loving hell do you look at Cedric Diggory and think that this good, kind, selfless boy would ever do something like join a violent, racist, murderous, supremacist cult? Because he'd lost a contest? How the fuck? What the fuck? I'm going to lose my shit because this decision makes no sense whatsoever. Let's review some of the highlights of Cedric Diggory's character, shall we? The canon one. He tried to replay a Quidditch match because the Dementors appeared, which does invalidate the entire match in my opinion. Even though he was far ahead of Harry in the chase for the snitch, and no one else really thought the presence of soul-sucking monsters Harry is especially weak to was unfair for some reason. It was Oliver Wood who refused the option of replaying the match. Despite being described as strong and silent, he spoke up against his father saying that he beat Harry Potter in Quidditch, as he did not believe the match had been a fair one. He is regularly shown to be modest and courteous and thoughtful. He tried to tell people not to wear Potter Stinks badges, even though he didn't really have a reason to believe that Harry didn't cheat to enter the Triwizard Tournament. He and Harry didn't know each other. He immediately repaid Harry for the tip about the dragons by telling him to put the egg in water and giving him access to the prefect's bathroom. He honestly might as well have just told Harry the song, but then again, he had no guarantee that Harry would get the same clue that he got. He again spoke up against his father and protested his father's statements and opinions about Harry when his parents come to Hogwarts for the third task. Despite being tortured under the Cruciatus curse by Victor Crumb, who was under the Imperius at the time, Cedric still shot red sparks for him. He wouldn't leave someone who tortured him with the worst agony imaginable to possibly die in the maze. He gave up the Triwizard Cup because he thought Harry deserved it more. Now, yeah, let's imagine that Cedric suffered incredible humiliation in the Triwizard Tournament. Honestly, he's graduating next year and should have all rights left high school far behind him. Now, let's imagine that Rita Skeeter remembered Cedric existed long enough for his humiliation to spread throughout the entire British wizarding world. Do you know what normal, kind-hearted, fair-to-a-fault people do when that happens? They move. Cedric Diggory would have just moved to America or something to start over and left the British wizarding world far behind him. But I refuse to believe that it was that bad. Cedric was very popular, and Rita couldn't remember his name. And I honestly think he would have spent his 7th year trying to forget the whole thing happened and dating his understanding and amazing girlfriend Cho. By the above-cursed child plot summary, I'm supposed to believe that everything was more or less like canon, except at some point in Cedric's 7 year, or the 2 years he was out of school, he A. joined the Death Eaters, and B. got to the point of evil darkness that he killed Neville? No. Are you fucking with me? Draco Malfoy was raised to be a Death Eater, and he couldn't manage to kill anyone. No, no, no. And then, oh boy, and then you expect me to believe that Voldemort took over the world because Nagini wasn't killed at the Battle of Hogwarts by Neville. The Battle of Hogwarts still happened? And you expect me to believe that Cedric, embodiment of Hufflepuff, Diggory, wouldn't have been fighting in the thick of it for his friends, family, and school? No, I will not believe that! I understand there's a message in Harry Potter that good people can do bad things, and that making all the wrong choices is a slippery slope that anyone can fall down. But there's also a line to that! Gasp the horror, you expect me to say. What a terrible timeline that even Cedric Diggory is now suddenly a stone-hearted murderer. But no! Cedric Diggory was a kind, fair, and ultimately good person who would never willingly become a Death Eater, much less proceed to murder Neville Longbottom out of hatred because he lost the Triwizard Tournament in a deeply embarrassing way. That's completely ridiculous, and it doesn't make any sense. Even if Cedric has a darker side that he doesn't let see the light, to go straight from fair and nice prefect to murderous Death Eater because of something so asinine and childish is so fucking ridiculous, I cannot wrap my head around it. For fuck's sake, look at this scene from Goblet of Fire. Look at the people who raised Cedric Diggory. They did not blame him for what had happened. On the contrary, both thanked him for returning Cedric's body to them. Mr. Diggory sobbed through most of the interview. Mrs. Diggory's grief seemed to be beyond tears. "He suffered very little then," she said, when Harry had told her how Cedric had died. "And after all, Amos, he died just when he'd won the tournament. He must have been happy." When they got to their feet, she looked down at Harry and said, "You look after yourself now." Harry seized the sack of gold on the bedside table. "You take this," he muttered to her. "It should have been Cedric's. He got here first. You take it." But she backed away from him. "Oh no, it's yours, dear. I couldn't... You keep it." J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Yeah. And here is where we finally get to the second point. Cedric Diggory becoming evil for such childish reasons undermines the message of his murder in the Goblet of Fire and ultimately the Harry Potter books as a whole. Wow, you might say, I'm kind of overreacting, aren't I? Well, no, I don't think I am. Cedric Diggory's death is a large part of one of the pivotal moments in Harry Potter. The resurrection of Voldemort in Goblet of Fire is one of the most important moments in the entire series. There's a fucking reason that the last chapter of Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire is called The Beginning. The end of the Goblet of Fire is where things get real. Voldemort is back. The Second War is coming, and the only thing to do is prepare. Before, it's all been about preventing Voldemort from returning, and Harry's been more or less, emphasis on less, allowed to be a child. But things are serious now. Voldemort is no more a creepy ghost floating threateningly, but mostly harmlessly in the background. He doesn't even appear in Chamber of Secrets and Prisoner of Azkaban. But he is a real, live, mad, extremely dangerous wizard who is a charismatic and frightening leader of a large, violent, murderous group of blood supremacists ready to wage war. This is the moment where he really stops being you-know-who, who's pretty much dead and not dangerous, and isn't that name kind of funny, and starts being Voldemort, who's alive and deadly and scary as fuck and going to torture and kill Harry in front of his many followers who are glad to watch a 14-year-old boy suffer and die. And I think that a large part of why this scene works the way it does is because Cedric Diggory is killed. And not just killed, but straight up murdered. Horribly, horribly murdered. For no other reason than he was there, in the wrong place, at the wrong time. Let me repeat that. Voldemort, through Pettigrew, kills an innocent, kind-hearted, talented 17-year-old boy because he was there. All the goodness and fairness of Cedric Diggory is reduced to the spare. Unimportant, worthless, nothing. Whose life is destroyed, ended, snuffed out in a moment. Because Voldemort doesn't give a shit about anyone. And Cedric was annoyingly kind of in his way for a moment. A beloved kid, an adored child of loving parents, is murdered for no reason at all. Oh shit, we realize in this scene, stunned. This is real. And if Cedric didn't die in this scene, I don't think it would be even half as successful as it was. Cedric is the first casualty of war, one he never knew was happening or chose to be a part of. And his death is so important. Harry is enormously changed by Cedric's death, as is the entire school, as are all the readers, and as is the tone of the Harry Potter books from then on. And Cedric's death changes everything because he was a good person. He is a kind boy who never got the chance to be the good man he would have been. Harry and Hogwarts go forth into war with the reminder and challenge to remember Cedric Diggory. They, and we, go forward with the grim reminder that Voldemort is the sort of madman who will murder them for no good reason, no matter who they are, no matter how talented or hardworking, because he doesn't care about anyone and is a fickle piece of shit who is willing to wage war to get his way. Which comes hand in hand with things like the murder of children and the deaths of good, honest young men who never knew what they were getting into. No matter how much potential you have, Voldemort will destroy you. Kill you dead for being a potential mild inconvenience to him. Cedric Diggory is good and young and dead. And all three of these things are important in making Voldemort a monster and Harry a hero and the series what it is in theme and tone. So, if you suddenly turn Cedric Diggory into a selfish and changeable secret jerk who'll become a killer because he was embarrassed this one time, this pivotal death in the series becomes less meaningful. If Cedric became a Death Eater because he lost the Triwizard Tournament, then he was probably always going to become a Death Eater, and there isn't much anyone could do to stop him from being the racist, supremacist murderer he apparently always was. You might instead think when he dies. Good thing Voldy could kill him before Cedric spontaneously volunteered to join him. Which is fucking bullshit! Cedric Diggory was a good person, through and through. And that is why his death shakes Harry, Hogwarts, the wizarding world, and the readers to their cores. The death of a kind, innocent boy, the actual best that Hogwarts had to offer. Do not dare try and suggest to me that the goblet chose a petty little piece of shit, not when the other two champions are Fleur and Victor. Defines Voldemort immediately and undeniably as a monster and murderer and mad warmonger. Seriously, Cedric is the best that Hogwarts had to offer the world. This isn't a subtle metaphor. Like, at all. Cedric Diggory was Hogwarts' chosen champion and is canonically the undeniable best candidate because he's talented, intelligent, brave, kind, and so much more. And Voldemort kills him. Because Voldemort doesn't care and will be the ruin of everything good, Cedric, in this magical world. Dead inside English teacher voice. It's fucking symbolic! Dumbledore's end of the year speech in Goblet of Fire's The Beginning is one of my favorites in the series, and I will not have it undermined for some edgy bullshit. Reread that entire scene again and try to tell me this decision was good.
The end, said Dumbledore, looking around at them all. Of another year. He paused, and his eyes fell upon the Hufflepuff table. Theirs had been the most subdued table before he had gotten to his feet, and theirs were still the saddest and palest faces in the hall. "There is much that I would like to say to you all tonight," said Dumbledore, But I must first acknowledge the loss of a very fine person who should be sitting here. He gestured towards the Hufflepuffs. Enjoying our feast with us, I would like you all, please, to stand and raise your glasses. To Cedric Diggory. They did it. All of them. The benches scraped as everyone in the hall stood and raised their goblets and echoed in one loud, low, rumbling voice, Cedric Diggory. Harry caught a glimpse of Cho through the crowd. There were tears pouring silently down her face. He looked down at the table as they all sat down again. Cedric was a person who exemplified many of the qualities that distinguish Hufflepuff House, Dumbledore continued. He was a good and loyal friend, a hard worker. He valued fair play. His death has affected you all, whether you knew him well or not. I think that you have the right, therefore, to know exactly how it came about. Harry raised his head and stared at Dumbledore. Cedric Diggory was murdered by Lord Voldemort. A panicked whisper swept the great hall. People were staring at Dumbledore in disbelief, in horror. He looked perfectly calm as he watched them mutter themselves into silence. The Ministry of Magic, Dumbledore continued, does not wish me to tell you this. It is possible that some of your parents will be horrified that I have done so, either because they will not believe that the Lord Voldemort has returned, or because they think I should not tell you, so young as you are. It is my belief, however, that the truth is generally preferable to lies, and that any attempt to pretend that Cedric died as a result of an accident, or some sort of blunder of his own, is an insult to his memory. Stunned and frightened, every face in the hall was turned toward Dumbledore now. Or almost every face. Over at the Slytherin table, Harry saw Draco Malfoy muttering something to Crabbe and Goyle. Harry felt a hot, sick swoop of anger in his stomach. He forced himself to look back at Dumbledore. There is somebody else who must be mentioned in connection with Cedric's death, Dumbledore went on. I am talking, of course, about Harry Potter. A kind of ripple crossed the great hall, as a few heads turned in Harry's direction before flicking back to face Dumbledore. Harry Potter managed to escape Lord Voldemort, said Dumbledore. He risked his own life to return Cedric's body to Hogwarts. He showed, in every respect, the sort of bravery that few wizards have ever shown in facing Lord Voldemort, and for this, I honor him. Dumbledore turned gravely to Harry and raised his goblet once more. Nearly everyone in the great hall followed suit. They murmured his name, as they had murmured Cedric's, and drank to him. But through a gap in the standing figures, Harry saw that Malfoy, Crabbe, Goyle, and many of the other Slytherins had remained defiantly in their seats, their goblets untouched. Dumbledore, who, after all, possessed non-magical eyes, did not see them. When everyone had once again resumed their seats, Dumbledore continued, "The Triwizard Tournament's aim was to further and promote magical understanding. In light of what has happened, of Lord Voldemort's return, such ties are more important than ever before." Dumbledore looked from Madame Maxime and Hagrid to Fleur Delacour and her fellow Beauxbatons students, to Victor Crumb and the Durmstrangs at the Slytherin table. Crumb, Harry saw, looked wary, almost frightened, as though he expected Dumbledore to say something harsh. "Every guest in this hall," said Dumbledore, and his eyes lingered upon the Durmstrang students, "will be welcomed back here at any time, should they wish to come. I say to you all, once again, in light of Lord Voldemort's return, we are only as strong as we are united, as weak as we are divided. Lord Voldemort's gift for spreading discord and enmity is very great. We can fight it only by showing an equally strong bond of friendship and trust. Differences of habit and language are nothing at all if our aims are identical and our hearts are open. It is my belief, and never have I so hoped that I am mistaken, that we are all facing dark and difficult times. Some of you in this hall have already suffered directly at the hands of Lord Voldemort. Many of your families have been torn asunder. A week ago, a student was taken from our midst. Remember, Cedric. Remember, if the time should come when you have to make a choice between what is right and what is easy, remember what happened to a boy who was good and kind and brave, because he strayed across the path of Lord Voldemort. Remember, Cedric Diggory. J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
I understand that J.K. is the author of Harry Potter. It's her work, and I'm grateful to her for writing it. And that she wasn't the sole author of The Cursed Child. She cannot hold all the blame. But I still believe this was a stupid-ass decision. This has been a ridiculously long defense of Cedric Diggory. Thank you. The End. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!